The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by the Psalm 127 Fund.
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Zion's sake, I'll not hold my peace.
Welcome to For Zion's Sake. Isaiah 62:1 is taken directly out of the Hebrew Scriptures when the prophet Isaiah declared, "For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning." Your hosts for the program are Shelley and June Volk, Jewish believers burdened to see Jew and Gentile become one. Believers strengthened in their faith and for their Jewish kinsmen to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God.
Bless the Lord and welcome to For Zion's Sake. We thank you for joining us. We're the Volks. My name is Shelley.
And my name is June. Hi, everyone.
It's good to be with you as we conclude a week of broadcasting. The theme this week has been the way and the ways of God. And just as a quick review, we talked about the fact that early believers, before being called Christians, were called followers of the way. We also know our Jewish people lived by the Torah, which really in English means instruction, which really was a way of life that our people were called to live. And then, of course, we know what Jesus said in the Gospel of John when he declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So it's very significant that we understand the ways of God and live in the way of God, not as an obstruction, but as a follower of who he is. We also read a number of scriptures. For example, James 4:1 says, "What is the source of quarrels and conflicts among you? Is not the source your pleasures that wage war in your members?" So in other words, if there is a way of God, we're either going to live in the way of God or we're going to live out of the way of God. And there are many obstacles and divisions and conflicts which take us out of the way of God. And probably the most significant way is exactly what it says in James 4. We choose rather to do what pleases our flesh and soul rather than to please the Lord through belief and understanding and obedience to the Spirit of God. We saw what it says in Mark 3:24. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. The same is true for a household. And if it's true for a kingdom and a household, it is certainly true for each of us. We cannot stand and serve the Lord the way we should if there's inner division and conflict within our lives, knowing that it says in Psalm 139, verse 2, that God is intimately acquainted with our ways. So we are called to live the way Jesus did, by always pleasing the Lord. We read that these things ought not to be referring to the divisions in our life. And James spoke about, out of our tongue, we can either praise the Lord or curse people. So right there we see there's a conflict in the tongue, and therefore it's a conflict in all our lives unless we read and live according to the Word of God. There was a verse in 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Instructions for Solomon before he came to king. And these are instructions for all of us. Verse 9 in 1 Chronicles 28. "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every intent of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will let you find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever." There's the key, a whole heart and the Willing Mind. And I believe it was on Wednesday morning, June read a number of scriptures that link the Word of God to the way of God. Because if we are in the way of God, we are living by His Word, which will cause us to do His will. And we mentioned the three W's, which are very important. Living by His Word, His way, and doing His will. And especially, as we said yesterday, we are living in precarious times because we are living in the end days. And we read an admonition from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Paul writing said this, "But I am afraid, lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your minds should be led astray from the sincerity or simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." It's obvious we are living in the last days, and the last days are going to be characterized by deception. There's even many false prophets and teachers now who are not living and teaching in the ways of God. If there's a division in thought, there'll be a division in action, which leads to a division and conflict in life. And again, going back to the epistle of James, it says in James 1, verse 8, "A double-minded man," that's a problem right there, "a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways." Are we living in the ways of God? Turn with me to the epistle 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2, I'd like to look at the first two verses. 2 Peter 2, which is exactly what we're saying today, verses 1 and 2. 2 Peter 2. "But false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will also be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction upon themselves. And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned." Junie, this is such an important scripture for this day and age, as deception is the great tool of the enemy. When we look back even into the Hebrew scriptures, what do we read? In the prophet Haggai, we read in chapter 1, verse 5, "Consider your ways. You are either in the way of God or out of the way of God." In Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 3, we read, "Amend your ways." And going back to one of the most critical scriptures, portions of scripture in all the Bible, Isaiah 53, verse 6, what does Isaiah write? "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to his own ways." Other scriptures are so important. Psalm 37, verse 5, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Junie, if we just live by this scripture, we would be so much closer to fulfilling the ways of God. We choose our own ways. You know, even popular music when I was a kid spoke about these ways. There was a popular song that was sang by Frank Sinatra, for example, "I'll Do It My Way." How often do we choose our way above the ways of God? And Psalm 37, 5 says it, and it can bring freedom to us. "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." You know, one thing we must do, that we must obey the truth. And what does the Word of God say? "The truth shall set you free." I believe as we follow his will, we do his word, and live according to his way, we will be set free from the inner conflict that so many of us live by. Let's go to Psalm 86, verse 11. "Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth." There it is. The truth will set you free when you allow God to teach you and me his way. Listen to that again. It's a very powerful verse. "Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth." The truth does set us free. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. "My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways." Again, we talked about inner division is the key. And if our heart is not God's, we're going to have inner division and have conflicts between the flesh and the spirit. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6, I know you're familiar with this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall make your paths straight. We saw that one of the definitions of in Greek and Hebrew for the way is a passageway, a journey. It's a pathway. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall make your path straight. Here's a very simple proverb, and I pray you take this to heart. Blessed are they who keep my ways. Very powerful, succinct verse. Let's look at chapter 24 in Genesis. And this says it all. Chapter 24 in Genesis. Abraham sent his servant to seek a bride for Isaac. And Abraham was very specific in what his servant ought to do. And his servant said certain things which had to come true in order for him to know who the bride of Isaac was going to be. And I encourage you to read chapter 24 in its entirety. But what I want to emphasize is verse 27. Chapter 24 in Genesis, verse 27. Actually, this occurred after all the things that Abraham said and all the things that the servant said came to pass. So his servant knew that Rebekah was to be the bride of Isaac. And verse 27, let's start at verse 26 in Genesis 24. Then the man bowed low and worshiped the Lord. This is the servant of Abraham. And he said, blessed be the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not forsaken his loving kindness and his truth toward my master. For as for me, the Lord has guided me in the way to the house of my master's brothers. Here's in the King James, it says it beautifully. His servant said, I, being in the way, the Lord led me. This is such a powerful verse, an encouragement to all of us, that if we are in the way of the Lord will lead us, just as it led his privilege. What it is, what a privilege it is to be in the way of God. Why are the planets in orbit and they don't wander off the call that God gave to them? Because they are in the way of the Lord. Who knows everything about us? The Lord does. Who is aware of everything in the universe at all times? The Lord. He knows your ways. And under the providence of God, he'll keep us in his ways if we call upon him. Are you walking in the way of God, doing his will, doing his word, and freely following him? And here it is. I, being in the way, the Lord led me. I pray that these words will stay with you and you will be in the way of God. Well, we'd like to identify ourselves with our Jewish kinsmen by reciting the Shema. And if you know it, please say it along with us.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one.
Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We see, Lord, that if we choose to be in the way of God, you will lead us. What a source of comfort. So I pray as a result of this week, we will seek your way, we will do your will, and we would live by every word that has proceeded out of your mouth. We love you, Lord, and pray this for all of us in the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
For Zion's sake.
Thank you for joining us this evening. If you would like to get in touch with Shelley and June, you can write to them at P.O. Box 1784, Scottsdale, Arizona 85252. That's P.O. Box 1784, Scottsdale, Arizona 85252. And you can also contact them on their website, ShelleyandJuneVolk.com. That's ShelleyandJuneVolk.com. Until next time, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This program was sponsored by the Psalm 127 Fund.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.